Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 29. maja 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, May 29th, 2022. Tomorrow, here in the United States, we celebrate Memorial Day, the quote-unquote beginning of summer, but we should remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. Since the earliest ceremonies in small American towns following the Civil War, we have gathered on Memorial Day to honor and remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our nation. As in those early days of laying wreaths and placing flags, our National Day of Remembrance is often felt most deeply among families and communities who have personally lost friends and loved ones. Let us remember our valiant military service members, our first responders and their families who have lost loved ones in war. Memorial Day is a day of both celebration and grief, accounting for the honor of our heroes and reflecting on their tragic loss. To start today's broadcast, we have a Vichnaya Pamyat for the repose of the souls for all of the United States military men and women who perished through war. Vichnaya Yich Pamyat. Following Vichnaya Pamyat, we also have an Uchanash for their souls. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Прекрасно,
Today's historic focus is on the Lemko naive painter, Nicky Ford. On Saturday, the 21st of May, it was the 127th anniversary of the birth of famous Lemko naive painter, Epifan Drovnjak. Also known as Nicky Ford, he was born on May 21, 1895 in Krynica, then the Austro-Hungarian Empire, in Nowy Sącz County, in today's southeast section of Poland. Nicky Ford painted over 40,000 paintings on anything he could get his hands on, sheets of paper, notebook, cigarette cartons. Many of his paintings were self-portraits, scenic pictures of Krynica, as well as churches and other religious pictures. It wasn't until later in life that he became well-known as a naive painter. For most of his life, he lived alone in extreme poverty in Krynica and was considered mentally challenged. He had difficulty speaking and was almost illiterate. It was not until his later years that it was discovered his tongue was in fact attached to his palate, causing his speech to be unintelligible to most people. In 1930, his first paintings were discovered by painter Roman Turian, who brought them to Paris. However, World War II prevented Nicky Ford from gaining much popular notoriety. In 1947, Nicky Ford was forcibly resettled during Aksja Wisła to the northern Poland city of Szczecin. He returned home twice on foot, and twice more he was deported. On his third attempt to return home, Nicky Ford was allowed to stay in Krynica. In 1960, Nicky Ford met Marian Wojcinski, a painter living in Krynica. The latter decided to devote his career and life to helping the elderly artist and promoted his works in the major galleries of Poland. This led to a large and successful exhibition in Warsaw at the Zacheta Art Gallery. In the last 10 years of his life, Nicky Ford became famous. Many exhibitions of his work were organized. Dozens of publications have been published in many languages. Documentaries have been filmed, and poems by prominent poets have been written. He was admitted to the Association of Polish Artists as an honorary member. Even through his prominence, Nicky Ford never changed his lifestyle. Painting was hard work for him, and he painted to his last days. Nicky Ford died on October 10, 1968, at a nursing home in Fołusz near Jasło. He is buried in the cemetery in Krynica, not far from the Lemko Orthodox Church of St. Vladimir. The name and surname Nicky Ford have been a matter of dispute for over half a century. He had no known relatives or documents and was almost illiterate. He signed his works with the names Nicky Ford, Netty Ford, or Matejko. In 1962, the communist authorities in Poland arbitrarily chose the name Nicky Ford Krynicki so that a passport could be issued for him. This act was declared null by a court in 2003, following a statement by the Lemko Association of Poland. The court identified documents which stated that Nicky Ford was baptized Epifan Drovnjak and his mother was Eudokia Drovnjak, a Lemko woman. Following the court ruling, the name on his grave in Krynica's cemetery was changed. His tombstone now bears two names, Epifan Drovnjak in the Cyrillic alphabet and Nicky Ford Krynicki in the Latin alphabet. In 1995, the Roma Nauka Villa in Krynica, a restored traditional villa built in the mid-19th century, became home of the Nowy Sącz Regional Museum, which is devoted to the works of Nicky Ford. The Nicky Ford Museum showcases over 200 of Nicky Ford's pieces, including numerous works from the interwar period, which is commonly believed to be the best artistic period in his life. The paintings in the museum have been selected and arranged in such a way as to present all of the periods of Nicky Ford's work, all of his techniques, as well as the thematic characteristics of his painting, while exhibiting the most valuable works in terms of their artistic value.
And all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament. And ever since then, we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, gcuusa.com. gcuusa.com, where you can also read the April 2022 edition of the GCU magazine. So once again, call the GCU toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's 1-800-722-4428.
Рова матина, не указуй, лепи свого сина, ей я.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. I would like to wish everyone a very happy and safe Memorial Day. Please remember that Memorial Day is not about cookouts and the beginning of summer. It is about paying respect to those American servicemen and servicewomen who perished in battle throughout the centuries of our United States of America. If you would like to listen to this broadcast any time of the day or night, please visit our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusin Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can become a member of the Carpatho Rusin Society. You can order from our sales catalog, either online or mail order catalog. You can also partake in the genealogy discussions that are going on and much more. That is the Carpatho Rusin Society's webpage, c-rs.org. Listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night, either on your smartphone or on your computer. Go to rusin.fm, rusin.fm, or download the app in Google Play or your Apple iStore. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. for another broadcast of Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se ja krasne tuzden. S Bohom.
Silam veťar ja šeb do nás vodil, veňa z mozok na motorci vozil. Volen takej dobrej, jakej mať motorku, keď dňa solka vít, pídu za doktorku. Thank you. текста і я на нього. Не прийшов він до нас, не пошлю по нього. Коні воло нема, вам конька послала, а капелю нема, вам шам кланяла. Повідала, кого віду того, хлопця вчирайшого, сто корун бим дала, кебим потумала. Кого віду того, хлопця вчирайшого, як евра бим дала, кебим потумала.
Rusinjev Amerika.